WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
We often associate summertime with being outdoors more than usual. Perhaps we're camping, walking in the gorge, or out in western Kentucky. There is something we need to keep an eye out for, though, when we have our summer fun, and that subject is ticks. I recently spoke with Dr. Jonathan Larson, Assistant Professor of Extension Entomology at the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, about those pesky bloodsuckers, ticks, for which I have no affection, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how to prevent them getting on you, what to do when they get on you, and what to watch out for. Well, Jonathan, thank you very much for talking with me today. My wife was laughing at me this morning because this is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. As much as I love being in the outdoors, I'm whatever percentage of population that gets really freaked out by ticks. I'm a member of that population, and perhaps I know too much from a medical standpoint, but what can you tell us about how to avoid these critters in the summertime and what we should be doing? Just can you give us an overview of that?
Absolutely. I got to say, even as an entomologist, you know, people always ask, what's the bug that you don't like? And I say ticks. They're sneaky little blood thieves. I do not like them. I'm right there with you on in terms of not wanting to be around them. So in terms of how to protect ourselves in the summertime, we do need to be worried about ticks more sort of as the grass starts growing and as the vegetation gets going. They can be a year-round issue here in Kentucky, but this is sort of the priority time right around now. So one thing you can do is wear lighter colored clothing when you're outside so that you can see the ticks more easily when they're crawling on you. You can also wear long sleeves and long pants to try and cut off access to your skin. If you are wearing long pants, I like to tuck them down into my socks. It looks a little dorky, but it is a helpful way of cutting off one of the easiest access points for ticks. And so you tuck them down in there, they can't crawl up your pant leg undetected, and you're kind of cutting off that route for them. You can also wear repellents, things that we wear for mosquitoes and chiggers will also usually work against ticks. So that includes things like DEET, as well as IR3535 and picaridin. And then you can also go a little bit more heavier duty if you're somebody that's going to be outside for a long time. You're going camping, you're going deep into the woods. You can wear permethrin on your clothing. That's not to be applied to the skin. It should be applied only to clothing items or purchased as impregnated clothing, clothes that come pre-prepared with the permethrin, and that will actually kill any ticks that crawl onto you.
And these are substances that can easily be found like at an outdoor store or some place like that?
Absolutely. I think at any big box store, even gas stations, sometimes you can find some of those repellents. So it's easy to find, it's easy to use, and they are very helpful in terms of keeping these little things off you.
What if, you know, in spite of our best efforts and we've engaged in all of those good, welcome behaviors, we get home and we do a tick check, and we find that there are some on our bodies? What's our next step?
Well, I am very happy that you said tick check. That's one thing that I think everybody should implement, even just after being outside for a little while. If you've just been out weeding or gardening, I would encourage you to still come inside and do a quick check on some of those more sensitive areas of your body. Anywhere that's kind of smelly with thin skin, that's where they like to be. So knee pits, armpits, the crotch, the belly button, up into your hair, behind your ears, these are all priority spots for a tick check. If you find one that's plugged into you, that's feeding on you, there's a lot of remedies out there. I'm sure you're familiar with some of these. People have lots of ideas about how to get a tick off of them. But the best, the most approved method is to use a pair of fine tweezers or forceps and get as close to your skin as possible, grip as low on the tick's head as possible, and then steadily pull it out. You don't want to yank it out of your skin. You don't want to wiggle it out because that can increase the chances of it snapping and breaking off bits into your skin. You don't want to grip it by the tail end because that squeezes its gut contents towards the front and closer to you. You also want to be cognizant of if you put fire on the tick or if you put essential oils or alcohol, anything like that on the tick while it's feeding on you, then you're increasing the likelihood that it basically will vomit into you. And that increases the likelihood of disease transmission, of pathogen transmission. So we want to get the tick out of your skin first. Then you can kill it with those different objects, different items. I would encourage folks to still keep the tick. I mean, you can kill it and curse it down to Hades or whatever you want to do, but you should keep it on hand just so that you can get it identified in case you begin to exhibit any abnormal symptoms, rashes, fever, things like that.
Well, you anticipated something I was going to ask, and of course we always underscore that anytime someone has a question, they need to talk to their primary care physician or primary health care provider. But are there some general ballpark things, and I think you just mentioned them, that people should be watching out for after a tick bite?
You want to look out for any odd rashes at the bite site. You'll want to be on the lookout for a fever or if you feel confused. Those kinds of things are all associated with various tick-borne illnesses. There's one other thing that you have to be kind of worried about with the Lone Star tick species in particular, and that is the alpha-gal red meat allergy. So if you're bitten by one of those ticks, you can pick up this sugar molecule from the tick, and your body will begin to express allergic symptoms to it when it's in your bloodstream, and then we'll do the same thing once you ingest red meat. So what you'll be noticing then is usually kind of sweatiness. You can have stomach pain, diarrhea. You can even have hives, and in extreme cases, anaphylaxis-type symptoms.
Yeah, an allergic reaction that can be a medical emergency at that point.
Yep. Yeah, it's a very – that's the one thing I get asked the most about when I talk about ticks on the road. When I in the pre-pandemic times and now that we do a lot of Zoom calls, whenever I talk to people about the tick problems in Kentucky, everybody wants to know about that. You don't want to lose all the hamburgers and steaks and bacon and everything that people like to eat. So there's a lot of concern over that alpha-gal problem.
Well, if that motivates folks to do tick checks, then we're all for it then.
Yeah, absolutely. Save the bacon, do a tick check.
Jonathan, is there anything we haven't touched on before we part that you'd like our listeners to know?
I know we've talked a lot about this in terms of human health, but it is good to pay attention to your pets as well in your lives. If you have animals that you take outside frequently or they spend a lot of time outside while you're out at work, I would encourage you to get flea or tick medication for them just to protect them as well. Some of these pathogens can be vectored to them. And sometimes dogs can even pick up ticks while they're outside and dislodge them when they come in. So then you have a tick in your bed all of a sudden. You do need to be cognizant of that. It's just one more extra layer of protection for your life.
My thanks today to Dr. Jonathan Larson, Assistant Professor of Extension Entomology at the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment for talking with us about ticks. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.